You're listening to Trailer Pod Boys, the podcast dedicated entirely to the iconic Canadian sitcom, Trailer Park Boys. This is episode 53, featuring the 10th episode of season 7, A Shit River Runs Through It. Original air date, June 10th, 2007. The boys wait for the Swayze Express to return. Once it does, the boys load up to head back to the trailer park. On their way out of the woods, they get trapped on the U.S.-Canadian border with a difficult choice to make. And now, here are your hosts of Trailer Pod Boys, Matt, David, and Quint.
This is Trailer Pod Boys. We are on episode 53, and we are talking about the final episode of season 7, which is also the final season of the regular run of the episode. It is called A Shit River Runs Through It. But before we get started, let's go around and see what we're drinking for this, I guess, in a sense, a serious finale. Who wants to go first?
I'm drinking coffee.
Not exciting. Oh, yours is less exciting. I forgot.
Yeah. I got to do shit later, so, and I'm hungover, so I'm just drinking coffee today.
You have to do shit later?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do shit.
Gotcha. Yeah. Just checking. Skype quality wasn't that good. I was making sure I was hearing you right.
Yeah. Right. Douche.
All right. Thank you. I heard that.
So I guess I'll go. In my never-ending quest to find the cheapest drinkable booze, since I quit my high-paying tech job and am now a starving filmmaker, I found Costco has a Kirkland brand vodka now, and it's 13 something for a 1.75 liter, which is about $4 to $6 cheaper than the Svedka. Of the same size. So I'm trying that in a Tregay martini, and it's not bad. I don't think it's quite up to the Svedka quality, but it's close, and so it may be worth that extra $4 to $6.
All right. I was kind of curious how that worked out. Let me know after a couple of them how it feels.
Yeah.
I also heard their tequila is pretty good.
Their tequila is pretty good. The Añejo, which is a decent price, is a pretty good sipping tequila.
Nice. Oh, I think I heard it from you. Duh.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Well, I'm drinking. It's the best time of the year. I'm drinking Sam Adams Oktoberfest, and I also have a race in a week. And I learned in my last big race that the thing to do is to get like blind drunk the week before, and apparently you do well in the race. So I'm going to try to drink a lot of this.
You're welcome.
Exactly. Although Oktoberfest may mean nothing the way I've been releasing these episodes, it might be like next March when it comes out. People wonder how long I'm going to hold on to this beer. But anyway, it's Oktoberfest at recording. We'll say that. So, all right. Well, let's... I guess that's it. Let's get started here.
Well, Ricky and Julian worked out this plan with Sebastian Bach, you know, where we load up the train, model train with dope, and chugs through the woods there into the U.S., and Sebastian picks up the dope. Once it arrives, he loads it with cigarettes, sends it right back, and, I mean, it's pretty elaborate, but I think it could work.
Ricky and Julian have pretty much everything riding on this one deal, and if you ask me, the whole plan's fucked. Anything could go wrong. A deer could kick that train off the track. Somebody could call the authorities.
I don't even know how to deal with Conky. I don't know what to do with them, and right now, I think Bubbles has totally lost his mind. And it's all because of this great plan that I thought of. Great.
This forest fire is getting a lot fucking closer, boys.
Are you guys going to accept the fact that Skitty Row must have fucked you over?
Fuck it. Would you put that fucking puppet away, please?
Sorry, Julian.
Look, cheer up. I mean, that was a pretty good plan. That plan could have worked. Actually, I think your plan was fucked right off the bat, Julian. Why wouldn't you just take the alien Trevors and put them on a horse or a mule and cross the border like a regular drug dealer, you fucking idiot?
Conky, shut the fuck up. The train probably burnt up in the forest fire. Jacob! Where's the cigarettes?
You know, every time I hear the word, or I read the word cigarette now, I pronounce it in my head as cigarettes.
Cigarettes?
There's a lot of dead air on that opening, but it was...
I was going to say it's a lot of visual, but it's not really even a lot of visual. It's a lot of standing around.
Yeah.
Contemplating what they've just done.
I got to say, though, Zombie Conky is just fucking freaky.
Yeah. It is a little creepy.
Just a little.
Yep.
This whole plan, I realize it wasn't the original plan, but Dope for Cigarettes just does not sound like it's that good of a plan, right? Because now you have a shit ton of cigarettes that you have to unload somehow.
That's what I was thinking. You're trading it. You've gone through a tremendous amount of work to create yourself a tremendous amount of work.
Right.
Yeah, that is a little strange.
Yeah.
Unless you got...
Except the whole, illegal cigarette market in Canada is pretty big.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you got one source you can take them to, it's not so bad, but yeah, we have no idea.
Probably slightly easier to get rid of than dope, I don't know.
Not these days, but back then maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they sold them to Corey and Trevor's conveniences.
They're running a new store in the asylum?
Right, yeah, that's right, yeah. So to follow my notes, the first thing I have is that we start with a Scorpion interview, which is funny that I actually wrote Scorpion and not Bubbles. So he's recapping the train plan, which we just heard. Shut.
I think it's hilarious that you remember his alias.
The Scorpion? Yeah. I love that. I thought that was awesome. Still do, kind of. All because he has a scorpion on his belt buckle.
Yep.
The train. I did have a note about the train. Didn't we go through like a pretty memorable scene about the milk cartons and the good tape, and there's like no milk cartons to be found on these trains as the train rolls away with the dope just sitting in the I don't know what you would call them, the cargo bins?
Oh, I didn't even notice the train as it left.
I didn't even see the train leaving either. I thought we picked up, where I started, it just picked up while they were waiting, right?
I think the opening shot was the train leaving. I'm going to pull it up while we're talking to verify that, but I think that's where I got that from. As I don't think I went back... Well, it's not that I don't think. I know I did not go back to the last episode to check that. Let's see. It should take just a second to open here. Ah. Okay, remember what we said about creating a tremendous amount of work to create yourself a tremendous amount of work?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, the opening shot is just raw dope sitting in the boxcars.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well,
I mean, not that big a deal, but...
No, but it was funny that they did go through all the taping of the milk bottles.
Yep.
I guess I was writing notes during Bubbles' interview. I didn't notice that shot.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, it was during the interview. Okay, cool. Yeah. I haven't found it yet, but cool.
Yeah,
all right.
That's probably what I was doing, too, is scribbling down some notes and... Just did not see that at all.
All right.
In a cinematography note, when they get back to the boys after the first couple of interviews, there's this shot that it starts like up at the sun and then pans down or tilts down to the boys. And it's this God ray shot. You see all just the rays of light coming through the haze. And I forgot that there was a forest fire going on at the moment, and I just thought, wow, they really, really hazed up that forest to get the shot to make it look that good. But then they were talking about the forest fire again, so that at least gives reason for all the haze to be there.
Okay, gotcha, yeah. Now, I've never looked at any of the behind-the-scenes stuff. I wonder if there was an actual forest fire anywhere in the vicinity when they filmed this, just then they worked it into the script. I doubt it. But
I highly doubt it.
Yeah, that'd be... I don't think they'd hang around. Well,
no.
I don't know.
as much of a low-budget, run-and-gun type of production this was, they're not going to hang around a forest fire.
Okay, yeah. I would, but that's just the way I do things. I'd probably start it to hang around it and then leave and pretend I never had nothing to do with it.
Wasn't me. Wasn't there. Didn't do it.
Exactly.
It's like that when I got here.
This was all burnt down when I got here.
Now you sound like Ricky.
Yeah.
I found this lighter sitting at the base of the fire with the word Ricky script into it. Anyway, so the Conky interview. I like the fact that kind of got a yin and yang here. Bubbles is putting on the positive face, but channeling all his negativity and or whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call it through Conky.
Yeah, it got used pretty heavily this episode.
Yeah, it starts off with this interview and keeps going. I guess it kind of started in the last one when he called the authorities, I guess. I don't know.
Right. And Bubbles is, like, totally losing his mind at this point.
Yeah, he's gone. Well, he lost it at the end of the last one, I think. And it's just, yeah, he hasn't gotten it back yet. So I do have a note that Train returns with the cigarettes. Julian is kind of showing a little bit of signs of stress or guilt, or I'm not sure what you want to call it. And then we get into the opening credits.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a, I forget if it was before or after this, but Conky says something about the alien Trevors. Was that in the opening you played?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah. I just, my only comment about that was, what about Corey? Like, why doesn't he get a name? You know, like, isn't one of them an alien Trevor and one of them an alien Corey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. You know what? I just, that's funny. I guess the alien Trevor thing just kind of, I gotten used to it in all these repeat viewings. I didn't realize there's a reference to Trevor. I just thought of it as a separate entity, I guess.
Well, but I mean, it all stems from the Green Bastard episode, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure,
the
Twiggy
right.
Alien bastards that we're fighting off. And
they're both Twiggy guys, and they're not like built dancers like Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Ah, you think he's built, Dave, huh?
Well, you know.
Sorry. I got to isolate that noise Quint just made. That was a coffee hork.
No, actually, that was just a snark.
Oh, what? Oh, okay. Yeah. Damn. So, okay, yeah, opening credits. And back to they loaded up the truck to the cigarettes, and, you know, when you need a truck delivered without any questions asked, who are you going to call?
Shitty Bill.
Shitty Bill. This is your favorite character. This is the character's last appearance, Quint.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No, end of the show.
End of the show. Shitty is in the last shot.
Oh, he is? Yep. Oh, I didn't. Oh, damn.
In fact, he's named in the last line.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think I have that whole recording, so.
Cool.
Well, no. All right. Damn. Okay, well, anyway. I have my next note is Leahy and Randy are waiting and listening through Jacob's wire. Now, they're back in the woods, I think, if I remember right. I did not make the note of it, but I'm pretty sure they're in the woods now. Yes.
Yep.
Okay, good.
I should also mention that I think this is the first time Shitty has more than one line in the same scene.
He had more than one line?
Yep.
Yeah, well, does he?
Yeah, because he yells at Ricky.
Right.
And then later, when he's getting shot at, he yells at the drunken lady.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, right. So I was actually, well, we'll get there, but I wanted to know what he says to Ricky because I couldn't figure it out. But,
you know what? I didn't either until I pulled the audio. I have the audio, and for some reason, I was able to understand it without the visual of him. The visual of him is so distracting. I don't know. Let's see if you can, yeah, when we get there. A couple notes and we'll be right there.
Speaking of Jacob's hidden microphone.
Right, yeah.
It's just like blobs sticking out under his shirt. It's hilarious.
I'm surprised he didn't get like a handheld mic, you know, and tape it to his chest. Yeah, yeah. That would have been awesome. A big lump right in the middle of his chest.
It's basically that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my next note, I do have that Jacob breaks off. Well, he meets up with the boys, then he breaks off again, and he's putting sugar in the tank of the shipmobile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like it would fucking matter.
I know, right?
That's the two notes. It's my two notes. I have two things. One, would it matter if you put anything in the shipmobile, gas or otherwise? And then number two, I just thought it was funny that there's Canada is milk in a bag and then sugar in a carton.
I know. It took me a while to realize that was sugar and not milk.
Milk in a bag? Where'd you get that?
I've seen that somewhere.
Mm, okay.
Probably in Canada.
Hmm.
Possibly. Now I got to look it up.
I also love the fact that there's no gas cap on the tank.
Right. Yeah.
Of course. That,
yeah.
Why would you need one?
Exactly. You wouldn't want to prevent fires or anything. much easier when you're siphoning gas from someone else to just throw the tube in there.
This is Ricky we're talking about, right?
I know. Exactly. He probably used a gas cap as an ashtray or something. Oh, wait. That would mean he would use an ashtray. Never mind.
There it is. The Calowen Organic Milk EcoPack Jug in Canada and UK. It's the EcoPack Milk in a Bag.
All right.
That's where I saw it.
Never seen it.
I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Okay. I wasn't really sorry. But anyway. let's get everybody back on the same page here and find something we can all get entertainment in. Here is here's Shitty Bill at the truck, and maybe we'll see. We'll see if you guys. I'm almost positive. I'm 99% sure I know what he says. Let's see if you guys hear the same word.
All right, Shitty. See you back at the park, buddy. Hey, don't fuck this up. Those damn cigarettes in there is our lives. And for fuck's sakes, man, take a shower. Look like a fucking hobolo. Fucks!
Okay. What do you guys
still
think?
Nothing.
Of? Really?
Cox, maybe? I don't know.
I heard
Quint,
Fox.
You got a guess? Oh, I thought he said bollocks.
Oh, that could be.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'll buy that just as much as anything else.
Sure. I have to go back and listen to his other clips now. Where I thought he just yelled. Maybe he is saying words.
But, yeah, it was pretty unintelligible to me.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm trying to remember how drunk I was when I pulled these clips.
And I didn't have the DVDs handy, so I couldn't turn on, like, closed captioning.
Oh. Okay. That was a true... That was a true beer snort there. That was a snort.
That just... You know what? Just watching all of these over again with closed captioning on it is so tempting.
Oh, God, yeah.
Disgruntled grunt.
I would love to see what they do with trying to spell Rickyisms.
Oh, God, that would be good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was... You know what? I can attest to how difficult that is, because when I had the dictionary running, that was not easy to try to make those... not only the bastardization of the word, but in a sense, phonetic, so you could figure out what the Rickyism... It was tough. It was tough. Mm-hmm. I was trying to make the word identifiable, yet a Ricky... It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me, and I can't spell to begin with. So you think it'd be easy for me? You think I'd just spell the word and I'd be fine.
Did you try that approach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Then I started getting right words that were the wrong word.
Okay.
So, all right. Next note I have is that it wasn't in the clip, but Bubbles just wants to abandon the train and take off. Now they got what they need. Doesn't even care about the Swayze Express anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
They hear some noise from over the river, and it's... Oh, I do have a note that Shitty Bill yelling at someone.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by gunshots.
Yeah, he's calling Leahy a drunk bastard or whatever, right. And Leahy just starts shooting at the truck.
Yep. So, which leads up to the next clip I have, which, well, I'll play it, and then we'll... I don't think I need to preface it, so I'll play this.
Drunk prick? Who could he be referring to, I wonder, Julian? Hope it's not some kind of fuckery. How are you going to dance around this little situation? Dirtily?
I like the fuckery line. I didn't remember that until just hearing that. I'll start using that at work tomorrow.
I do also like the way that after this, all the guns and all this stuff, and people are actually taking guns seriously, except Shitty. Lay's pointing a gun at Shitty, and Shitty just ignores him and drives off, calling him a drunk bastard. It's like, okay, if everyone else had just done that, this episode would have been a lot shorter.
That's true. Good point.
I also like how Conky's kissing everybody all the time.
Oh, God.
Oh, is it everybody or just Julian?
Or maybe it's just Julian.
It's just
no, he got
Julian.
Ricky later.
Yeah.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. But yeah,
it's like he's
funny.
Becoming Bugs Bunny or something.
Yeah, that took a second. I had to sit and really dig some memory banks for that one.
And we get to the point where the shootmobile can't start, right?
Yep. And it's possibly from the sugar, possibly something else. Possibly just the shootmobile.
Well, putting sugar in the gas tank, the car would probably start for a while until, you know, you actually get some sugar into the fuel line, but who knows?
Right.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It would have to actually gotten out of the gas tank into the engine to make it not start.
Right.
That's why I'm saying, you know, it's possibly not from the sugar. It could be just the shitmobile.
Likely.
In general, yeah. Oh, next up I have Julian and Ricky. See Randy and Leahy. I do have the clip of them running into each other here. Yeah.
This is one of my favorite Ricky lines.
It is, yeah.
Randy, what the fuck are you doing here? How'd you find us?
Swayze train's coming with us, gentlemen.
Swayze train's coming with us, gentlemen.
Yeah. That is a good one.
Oh, that wasn't it.
That wasn't? Oh, what is it? I might not have it.
Fuckity chompity fuck.
Oh, I don't have that.
Oh, no.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember if it was before or after this, but it's so awesome.
Ah, okay.
And so it's here where I was thinking that there's almost no conflict because Leahy just wants the reward on the Swayze train, and the guys don't even want the train anymore. They're leaving it there.
Right.
So, like, what's the problem? Except a couple scenes later, we see that, Jim wants to arrest them and go out in a blaze of glory, blah, blah, blah. So, but it's like, we could have almost avoided all of this if they just said, yeah, take the train. It's over there.
That's another good point. What the hell?
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Oh, well, I was more focused on the fact that Randy had a shotgun pointed directly at Ricky, and Ricky just grabs his face and starts pushing him back like 10 feet.
Yeah. And wait, so who shoots Julian in the shoulder? Was it Jim or Randy?
Jim.
Got to be Jim, okay. Yeah.
It got to be, because that shotgun would not, like, graze a shoulder like
that. Right, that's what I was thinking. I don't think Randy ever shot. I think it was all Jim. Okay.
It looked like Jim to me anyway.
Yeah, the note I have is that gunshots. I didn't write who. Maybe it's not that clear. Yeah. I just went by noise. But I did write that for once Ricky's not the one that got hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got that clip about who gets hit. Actually, we just said it, but I'll play it anyway.
Oh, you went too fucking far this time, Leahy! Across the fucking line, you shot Julian! Okay?
Would you help me out here, Ricky?
Leahy fucking shot you! Come on, man, we gotta get the fuck out of here. These fucking idiots!
I'm sorry, Julian!
Fuck off, Leahy!
It wasn't me, Julian! It was the liquor.
It wasn't me, it was the liquor.
Yeah.
What I love is that Julian falls down and does not spill a drop.
Yeah. How many takes? Well, actually, by this time, he's probably so used to doing that shit that it's just like, single take.
Oh,
I'm just surprised that he can even straighten his arm out anymore after holding it that cocked angle for 7 seasons.
That's a good point. Yeah. I wonder if he's got some kind of repetitive stress disorder. The boys regroup at the car. They're running from Leahy and Randy for reasons that we just heard. Jacob and the Fuck Goofs come running back, reporting that the Forest Rangers are headed from the other direction.
And at this point, Conky outs Jacob.
Yes. Yeah, he starts speculating that Jacob was the one that told him where they were. Leads him back to the car, and Ricky's pretty brave to wipe anything off the chipmobile and stick his finger in his mouth.
Oh my god. We know he's not afraid to taste fuel, but seriously.
Yeah.
This is the chipmobile we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be anything. Yeah. So they tear off Jacob's shirt and find the well hidden wire.
Yeah. Well hidden, awesome.
Yeah. Leahy approaches. This is my notes on me from Leahy approaches from one side, Forest Rangers approach the other, and Ricky actually tries to pull the Forest Rangers over to their side for protection.
He does a good job. He instantly drops his gun in the thing and says, "Hey, look, there's a crazy guy shooting at us."
Yeah, he does. In fact, I have the I have what he actually says to get him on their side. I don't have the visual of the gun, but it's right after he drops a gun.
All right, what's going on up here, boys? We heard some gunshot.
Fuck you. Hillbilly's chasing us big time. I shot my friend there. One's got a big gut, no shirt on. Fucking smells like barbecue sauce. The other one's dressed as a cop or something fucked up. They are fucking weird and they're wasted.
You know, I thought I smelled barbecue sauce coming up here.
those Forest Rangers, they're kind of just straight man characters, but every once in a while he gets one of those deadpan lines like, "I thought I smelled barbecue sauce," and he's one or two later on, which are pretty good.
They're not Canadian or American beavers. I think that was the last episode, actually. But,
oh man! But it is another, probably the last thing we see of Ricky's superpower about talking to cops.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And Leahy opens fire on everyone, and they run. They steal that crappy Argo. And they very slowly get away. Attempt to get away, I should say.
Did you notice that the whole scene when they were leaving? The Argo was still tied to the shore?
No, it was.
Yeah, the whole scene that they released. Well, until they cut
Jacob was holding the rope.
Cut back. Oh, was Jacob holding the rope? But,
yeah.
But the thing was, after the cutback, the rope was gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did like how Julian picked up a paddle and tried to assist. That was pretty good.
Yeah. The first time I watched this a few weeks ago, I was pretty drunk. And I wrote down, why does this thing have a paddle? I mean, it's got a motor. But I guess, as we see, the motor doesn't actually work all that well, so I can see why it has a paddle.
Does it have a motor, or does it just use the wheels, which is like...
Well, it uses the wheels, like paddle, but the wheels are supposedly have, like, little fins on them, so
yeah,
that, you know, but it doesn't really work.
Right, as I say, how if those wheels have to go on the road, how deep can those fins be, right, exactly? Ugh.
Yeah, and when they get in the middle and they get stuck, I don't know what they did to get it that... at that cocked angle that way, but man, that was just, it was all funny as hell.
Oh, where like the front end is kind of just
down,
the corner of it's dipping
the back
in,
end
yeah,
is up, and yeah, one corner is lower.
And then like the, a few shots later, it's like cocked down at a different angle, you know, like the weight has shifted somehow.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, and I do like Bubbles' line about today's getaway. You have that?
Do I? Let's see. No, I don't think I do. About,
today's getaway has been brought to you by the letter F for fucked.
Fucked in the head, which what you are, Ricky, or something. That's the whole thing, I think. Damn, I should have put that in. I don't. No, instead of that, I put the freaking creepy Jacob line from across the shore, which is...
I love you, Julian!
Yeah, that's the one I opted to go with for this scene.
That's pretty freaky, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't well thought out.
And then, of course, everything comes to a head with the FBI and the DEA and the ATF.
Whoever else they got over there.
Yeah.
The MTV.
The MTV.
I do like the when Leahy and the FBI guy are starting to yap back and forth, and the FBI guy just, fuck you, you fuck.
That is my
I do
awesome
have that
line. That guy is great.
Yeah, I have that. Well, you know who that guy is? That
I recognize him, but who is he?
That is Denny Doherty. He was the two guys from the Mamas and the Papas. The shorter one, the one that didn't hold the guitar when he performed. Yeah.
And did he die, I guess? Because it was dedicated
to him.
He died
before it aired, I think.
Wow.
Yep, so another music connection from... you know, Mark Clattenburg pulling in the Canadian music connection again.
Okay, because he looks really familiar, and I really don't know what the Mamas and the Papas look like.
I didn't recognize
him
from that.
For decades.
Yeah,
so he's acted before, right?
You know what? He did have his IMDb page did not have just that in it, so yes, I'm going to say.
It's plausible.
But he could have been listed for music, too. Let me see here. Denny Doherty. Oh, yeah, he's been in a few things. I don't know if you've seen any of it, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
So my question is, though, you know, before the guys make their escape, the Rangers are going over to confront Randy and Leahy, and then the next thing you see is Randy and Leahy coming to the shore trying to get the collar. Like, how did the Rangers not find them and stop them or run into them and have something going on, you know?
Well, the Rangers did not seem that swift, dude.
No, but they were like right there.
But they were in a gun battle.
Right there.
You know, somebody went one way, somebody went the other way. Yeah.
Are they armed? Because they may have got out. Were they? Okay. Because
they
could have just got out of the way of the guns. Okay.
Hmm.
All right. Well.
No, I guess it's the same way that the Rangers didn't see the Twiggy alien Trevors when they were sneaking through the woods 3 episodes ago or whatever. When they were like 4 feet away from them.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, I have, I'm up to the same part in my notes where Jim shows up, and this is the, everyone's trying to arrest, and that exchange that Quint was just talking about goes on, and I do have that FBI agent line here that we all love.
You fuck off! This is Special Agent Ryan Sharkneck, FBI! Fuck you!
That was brilliant.
That was awesome.
It took me a while to figure out at least approximate what his last name was. Shockneck or something. But the other thing right before that, Ricky says when the FBI shows up, he's like, Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a cute Rickyism.
Yeah. Oh.
Americans,
So on the Argo, Julian tells Bubbles he needs to drop the puppet and show his arms or they're all going to get shot. So, but Bubbles doesn't want Conky to get hurt.
Right.
And this, to me, is where it sort of goes off the rails with Conky.
Okay.
You know, he won't take off the puppet because he doesn't want Conky to get hurt, whereas the easiest way to stop Conky from getting hurt would be to take the puppet off and put it in the bottom of the boat and put his hands up, you know?
Yeah. I started just losing the whole interest in Conky at this point, because it was just, it went too far.
Yeah.
For me.
No, I can get that too, because it's like, yeah, it's, there's a lot of holes here. It's, yeah, quickly falling apart the, I don't even know what to say, because then the next thing Bubbles does with Conky is start making a bunch of sudden movements to try to draw gunfire, so it's just, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
And then, you know, it's like a heartbeat later, he's trying to drown Conky. You know, it's like, what?
Yeah, and I do have, I forgot to put the clip in, because I have the note here. I guess Randy got shot, and he screams, Loch Ness Monster Balls.
Yeah.
Loch Ness Monster Balls, I've been shot. And I didn't pull the clip, damn it.
That one was, yeah, for all of the balls jokes that we've had going this season, that one was a nice ender.
It was. That was a good last line for that bit. Yep.
Yep.
Jacob got shot, too. I don't have much about that other than that's it. That's actually all I got about that. Julian pleads the Bubbles. He knows what to do. Now we're up to what you were just saying. So, yeah, I don't even know how to... I'll play the clip, and then I'll try to dissect where I was going with this. So let me play the clip.
You remember, I'm calling the shots here, Bubbles. Googly-eyed bastard. What the fuck did you call me?
You're going on your talking.
Say, Bubbles, drown them! Drown them!
Oh, we're a team with Abbott! You ain't doing this! He's a fucking man!
I'll fucking kill you!
What the fuck is going on?
He's gone.
You okay, buddy?
He's gone.
So the final straw for Bubbles is that Conky insults him, but it's Bubbles insulting Bubbles. Himself. Yeah, that's where it's like...
I mean, it's Bubbles' psyche giving him an excuse to get rid of Conky.
Right, yeah, right. I guess it is. It's like, yeah, and I'm not sure how far I wanted to try to think about this in my notes, so...
Yeah.
And now we have a couple of really good exchanges, I thought. Once, you know, what is it? Bubbles asks, who's in charge? And Ricky finally says, actually, I'm in charge?
Yes.
At that point, we start getting some really good exchanges.
This is brilliant. This is where Ricky's, like, you know, shines. He's in the midst of, he's not outwitting cops, but he's in the midst of three different sources of authority. And he's just like, and he's in the perfect position to negotiate pretty much, you know, the best way out of this. Because he's, where he's sitting right now, no one can do anything.
Right.
Yep.
And I do like when he asks Leahy, how drunk are you, Leahy?
Oh, wait, no.
Okay.
How fucking drunk are you right now?
6 out of 10.
Which is impressive because he seems really drunk.
Exactly.
Oh, I guess God. 10 is blacked out.
Right, yeah.
So before this, when everybody starts shooting at each other, there's a couple of shots where it really looks like somebody's just shooting off fireworks. I don't know if you noticed that, but there was just like this spray of, you know, and I don't know if that came from a shotgun or an actual.
Yeah, that looks to me like a shotgun backfire or something like that. Like it.
Okay.
It really didn't look right for gunshots. It looked like something.
Yeah.
Misfired somewhere.
Something went wrong.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Kind of like a spray of smoke trails and
sparks.
Yeah, there was
sparks. Okay. Right.
And I don't know what you know, pyro went wrong in the weapons or something like that. But yeah, it looked out of place.
Yep, it did. So I didn't. The negotiations kind of went on long, so I didn't pull those clips. I kind of summarized them.
Okay.
The Canada side, Jim wants international drug smuggling. The U.S. side wants stealing the Swayze Express. Train. And the forest rangers want the endangering the beavers.
Yeah.
And they're not willing to budge on that one. I thought that was kind of funny. Yep.
Yeah, there's a forest fire coming and the beavers aren't endangered, right?
Right. No, not at all. So in my notes, although this doesn't seem right, is this right? I have that Ricky decides to go with the Forest Rangers.
Right, so this is where I get confused. It sounded like he decided to go with the Forest Rangers, but then he ends up in a U.S. prison.
No, he they take the Forest Dicks deal, but Ricky goes with Ricky wants to go visit his dad, so he actually goes with the Fuck Geeks into the U.S. prison so that they have someone to go. And then everybody else kind of just gets off scot-free, and Leahy ends up not having anything.
Yeah, I do kind of remember him saying something about seeing his dad in jail. Okay. I didn't note it, though, but now it's coming back to me.
Yeah.
All right, so let me fast forward a little bit to Bangor, Maine, and I have the clip of Ray and... of Ray and Ricky back in jail, so I'll play that quick.
It's one of the nicest fucking jails we've ever been in.
People here are really friendly.
Oh, the food's fucking fantastic.
Me and Rick have been working on some mutual goals together, eh, bud?
That's right. We got our GEDs going, because the book learning tests are way easier down here than they are in Canada. And I got my fucking grade 11.
And I got my fucking grade 9.
I'm sad to leave this place, but can't wait to get back to Sunnyvale. We got a lot of money waiting for us back there.
Oh, shit. What's for supper tonight, bud?
Fucking lobster bisque, king crab legs, scallops, and strawberry shortcake for dessert.
That actually, lobster bisque in jail. That's great.
I was gonna say that dinner would be prison for Dave.
Yeah,
it's like all food
I'd,
you would
I'd
eat.
Starve in that prison. I'd be full on strawberry shortcake.
I'd be eating like a king, man. That'd be fucking awesome.
That's sounding good. Yeah.
Go for seafood dinner.
I love how they did get like this really really nice looking prison. You know, it's clean modern walls and floors and.
Yeah, they.
It does look like.
It does look like a really nice prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any notes about anything going on in the background. It's too bad. I just realized that there probably was some good jokes going on in the background about how nice the prison was, but.
I didn't see anything either.
I did like the bash on the American school system.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yep.
Book learning is way easier down here, so I got my grade 11.
It's probably true.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm not
likely,
that one.
Maybe, I don't know.
Hey, I got my grade 11, so.
That's right. First try, too.
And then we go through the sort of, you know, menage of everybody's final, you know, denouement kind of thing.
I have that. Let me
epilogue.
Play that. It's pretty lengthy. I'll play the whole thing, but then we'll comment on it. I got one specific comment when we get to it, but let me play it here.
Despite all the bullshit and problems I went through lately, the deal actually worked. Shitty Bill got back to the park with all the cigarettes, and I made $480,000. I'm retired now, and I can't believe it. I actually made something of myself.
I realize now I ran on myself. Don't need to go to Mexico. This is our Mexico. I resigned from the force. It was too much. I was meant to be a drunk trailer park supervisor. It's what I was born to do.
I never saw it coming. Jacob and I totally fell in love. I think he's the best looking guy I've ever seen. I don't really like the whole Julian thing, but, you know, I'm slowly working on it. We'd have to move into his dad's RV for a while, but I'm considering living with him and Phil Collins until we can afford our own place.
When me and T got out the joint, it was a bit weird, you know what I'm saying, with Randy and Leahy for a while, you know what I'm saying? But now we aight with them, and me and T realize it's time to grow up and get some family shit going. Family life's kind of tight. Saying, I might even get back into the rap game one of these days.
Fatherhood has changed me big time. It's helped me figure out a few things, become more responsible. I know what I want in life now. All I really want to do is get high and mow lawns in the trailer park, and that's okay.
I think having this baby with Bo Bandy will, in a weird way, give Ricky sort of a second chance at parenting and sort of getting himself together. And if Band's cool with it, and if Rick's cool with it, it's going to be really cool, I think.
Yeah, I think things worked out for the best, really. I missed the road, but I just don't think this is the right time that I was on it. So No, I've got a new grandson now, and, well, it's Randy's, but, I mean, it's mine, really. No, I'm just basically drinking and having a good time. It's the way she goes. Fucking way she goes.
I've been feeling like a million bucks lately. I decided to go see a therapist, and he told me it was perfectly normal to get that stressed out hanging around people like Ricky and Julian, Randy, crazy Mr. Leahy. Conky was just some sort of defense mechanism that my brain created so that I wouldn't go right off the deep end. So in a way, Conky pretty much saved my life. So these days, I'm just rocking with the boys and rocking with my kiddies.
Well, me and the old man got out of jail this time, and things were quite a bit different. It was the first time I got out of jail where I was fucking rich, you know? It was good to have a bit of money, and finally got my family back, Lucy, Trin, and the new baby, which is kind of Randy's by birth and stuff, but it's pretty much my baby, I think. And, you know, now I've got the mind to support in it, and even though it's his by birth, and I can be just as good of a dad to it as if it was my own by it. And after all that jail and crazy shit that I've been through over the years, I finally got my brain to be learnt that all that really matters, I guess, is your friends and family. That's all that matters to me now.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot there.
So my comment was, now this is the second half of the seventh season is the only time I ever got to watch this show, like the day after it aired, like week by week. So when I watched this, I pretty much thought, I was like, well, that's the end of the series. I mean, that's a pretty big wrap up. But like, you know, months later, as Mike Clattenburg said and stated that this is the end and whatnot, people were like completely shocked. I was like, that was pretty definitive end for me. I had no question that the series was over after watching this episode.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get much more wrapped
up. I know,
up than
exactly, right.
Yeah, and I don't know. To me, I hated it because it was just, it sounded so forced and lame, and it was just like, it was such a anticlimactic ending to me. You know, I mean, yes, they want to show where people are and what, you know, what's going on and how their lives are wrapped up, but it was all kind of freaking boring and not funny.
Nah, it wasn't funny. Didn't really expect it to be funny once I got halfway through it. I was like, okay, I see what they're doing. This is over. But yeah, my main surprise was the months later falling out that people were actually surprised.
Sure.
I don't know.
I don't know. I expected more from... I mean, I thought the season 6 wrap-up was better than this one. Right, and because in the end of season 6, they were wrapping up the series as well, right?
Right,
and I thought that was a better wrap up than this one. I don't know. This one was just kind of like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. I don't have a clue what 6 was.
Jacob and Sarah came out of left field too. Like, what the
hell? Oh, absolutely, that did. That's no question there.
I mean, the end of season 6, she was a lesbian, and now she's with Jacob.
That was more a forcing, I think, of getting a conclusion for Sarah because she had no part of the storyline in the past 3 or 4 episodes.
Right.
Yeah.
Past 3 or 4 seasons, most.
Yeah, sort of.
Basically, after Corey and Trevor thing, they just kind of dropped Sarah from the whole thing, right?
Yeah, which is a shame, not just from the, you know, point that I like her, just the shame, because she was a good character, and she was
a good character. She was a great foil for Ricky.
That's exactly what I was going to say next. Exactly. Yep. So,
I did find it a little funny that both Randy and Ricky Ray and Ricky have this whole thing in their heads where it's their baby.
Yeah, that was funny. I'll give it to you. That was about the funniest part of that.
You know. And of course, I did like the shot with Ricky sitting there, and you know the Rakens were there.
Yep, he was bottle feeding him or something, wasn't he? Like a baby, or was he?
No, he was just hanging out with the Raken, and the Raken was eating the dope.
Was he? Okay, yeah, I've been confusing it with an older Steve.
And then we have the.
So my question,
but
my question is, you know, they had, you know, Lucy has this baby that is Randy's, but slightly Ricky's or whatever. Do we ever hear about that baby again in any of the movies.
We do in the next thing, which I've already forgot. We were just talking about it before we started recording. What the hell is it called? Say Goodnight to the Bad Guys.
Yeah. The Big Dirty? Oh, Say Goodnight to the Bad Guys. Yep. Okay.
And I don't remember if it was in Countdown to Liquor Day or not, but I'm not going to rewatch that just to find out.
I don't think it was. Oh, God, no. Yeah, I don't think it was.
And then, of course, the Bottle Kids in the last shot was fun.
Yep, I had that just to top everything off. And that was a nice little callback that we hadn't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
So the very last the very last thing we see in this episode.
Bottle Kids! Don't worry, it'll be over in a second. What in the fuck?
And Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie. Donnie. Gotta have one more Donnie. Yep. And I love I didn't catch this when I was watching it today, but Bubbles, I think it's Bubbles says, "Don't worry, it'll be over in a second."
Yeah.
And then, of course, and then, the
very last line.
Go ahead, Dave.
No, go ahead. He's your favorite, so you go ahead.
The very last pan back shot is Shitty meeting Tom Collins, and Tom is asking, "Is Shitty Bill really your name?" So Shitty Bill is your real name?
Yeah.
And that was basically the very last line of the episode.
Yep.
Imagine I forgot about that scene.
And just speaking about the shots, the whole montage of everybody's sort of epilogue, it was funny to me because every single one of those is a crane shot.
Yes.
It's like the camera is moving smoothly over and down and up and over and around. And I just can imagine the DP going, "Hey, Mike, it's the end of the series. Can I finally get this damn camera off my shoulder and put it on a crane and do something interesting?"
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, we've got $7,000 left. Get a crane.
Right.
Oh, God.
I it sounds like we're divided. I liked the ending. I mean, it wasn't funny. I'm not even going to try to say it was funny, but I liked it. I liked that everyone had their nice little, 15, 20 seconds of glory at the end here, and we give them and no one's ending. Life goes on for everybody, obviously, but we give them a nice point. It's like, this is where we're stopping with these people from what you know, and they're just going to continue to live their lives. I liked it.
It's, you know, I don't dislike the whole theory behind it. I thought, you know, it's a great theory to do that. But I guess I just dislike the execution. I didn't find it funny. And if they weren't going for funny, I didn't find it interesting. I didn't find it, you know, there was no tugging on the heartstrings. There's no real emotion to me for, you know, watching these guys go away. It was just kind of like, okay, like, give me something here.
Okay.
I had no problems with it. It just felt like let's just wrap this thing up. We only wrote 20 minutes of plot, so let's give 5 to 10 minutes of wrapping everybody up after 7 seasons.
Yeah.
Because we thought we were done last season, but let's try it again. Yeah.
Could be. That's a even better explanation, actually.
And that's it for the regular seasons of Trailer Park Boys.
That is it. So that's it for our regular roundtable discussions.
Yeah.
If you have anything to contribute, you're too late.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all I could really say. We do have, we decided to do one more roundtable for what we were just talking about. Escape me again. Say Goodnight to the Bad Guys. We do have a commentary recorded for Countdown to Liquor Day. And we decided, we were debating, and I know we've been talking about it the past few episodes, about doing a roundtable for the original, not the original black and white, but the original theatrical, wide theatrical release. I guess it's got commonly called The Big Dirty. We're not going to do that. We're going to do a commentary because just for many reasons. One, we're ready to wrap up. Two, The Big Dirty is kind of a movie version of The Best of Trailer Park Boys, so we pretty much already talked about it anyway. And so we're going to go on to wrap up this entire podcast and wrap up all of Trailer Park Boys with our next episode, which will be the special, the Say Goodnight to the Bad Guys.
The Trailer Park Boys will return with the final episode of the podcast featuring the Trailer Park Boys special, Say Goodnight to the Bad Guys. Thanks for listening.
The Trailer Pod Boys podcast is a NeoZazz.com production and part of the NeoZazz.com network of podcasts and original entertainment. The Trailer Pod Boys podcast is not affiliated with nor endorsed by TPP Productions. All names, pictures, characters, and any other Trailer Park Boys related items are copyright TPP Productions or their respective copyright holders. To find out more about our original and award-nominated podcast, please visit NeoZazz.com.